When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and today I want to talk about the real reason why covert narcissists are hard to detect. And there's so much information out there on the internet about covert narcissists, and I've seen some information where people talk about, well, it's hard to recognize a covert narcissist because they always play the victim. They're always the victim and everything like that. Yeah, we know they're the victim. But the reason, you guys, the real reason that it's hard to detect a covert narcissist is because they're nice at times. Because sometimes they show you fake empathy and you think it's authentic. That's the reason why it's hard to detect a covert narcissist. And you say to yourself, well, they're nice to me. You know, how could they be a narcissist? Because covert narcissists know how to turn it on and turn it off. So in this podcast, I'm going to spit out some facts for you so that you guys are aware of how to detect a covert narcissist. You see, the thing with a covert narcissist is a covert narcissist always plays the good guy. Their whole goal is to look like the good guy and make you look like the bad guy. This is one of the reasons they use that tool of reactive abuse, where they stay in control, they stay cool, and they make you pop off to look crazy, because this way you're going to look crazy to everybody else. You'll know that you're dealing with a covert narcissist because a covert narcissist is going to want to use the mental card. They're going to want to make you look like you're crazy to everybody else, because one of the ways you could detect a covert narcissist is they're afraid of their image to other people. They want everybody else to look at them like they're the poor soul, they're the good guy, and you are the big bad monster, okay? So the thing is, they're hard to detect because they don't pop off. They stay in control. A covert narcissist, for the most part, stays in control when they fight. Covert narcissists fight with silence. That's why they'll give you the silent treatment. That's why they'll ignore your calls and texts. What they do is they dismiss you, all right? That's one of the biggest red flags that you're dealing with a covert narcissist, is that they're dismissive, all right? Like, in other words, you could be in a room with them and other people, and you could be talking, and they will completely ignore everything that you say. But what they'll do is they'll acknowledge other people and they'll flatter other people. Covert narcissists love to flatter other people and build up these strangers, you know, because they want to use outsiders in their corner. So it's hard to detect a covert narcissist unless you really know the person. That's why outsiders are fooled by covert narcissists and they think, ooh, they're so nice. Like, a neighbor might look at, you know, your partner and see them outside and they're always so friendly, like, hi, how you doing? You know, hi, Robin. Hi, Mike. Hi, Tom. You know, how you doing? And they sit there and on the surface, they're very nice. But these people don't live with the covert narcissist. The covert narcissist, when you live with them, is cold. You feel like you're alone. They don't communicate. Another big reason, and another real reason that it's hard to detect a covert narcissist, is because they don't show their hand. They don't let you know what they're thinking inside, all right? They tell you everything's all right when it's really not okay, and then they pay you back in a passive-aggressive manner. The other thing why it's hard to detect a covert narcissist is because they could be very nice to you. They pretend to be your friend or to they pretend to be in your corner, but then they gossip about you. Covert narcissists are the biggest gossipers out there. They want to ruin your reputation. See, understand this. When you're dealing with a covert narcissist, everything they do is indirectly, passive-aggressively. The best way to recognize a covert narcissist is by recognizing, number one, their nonverbal body language, and also to recognize their passive-aggressive behavior. In other words, they're telling you everything is all right, but meanwhile, they're slamming doors. Meanwhile, they're showing up late for something. And I just did a reel about this, about, you know, one of the classic tactics of a lot of covert narcissists is that they show up for something. They'll always show up late for something, rather. And I had people get on there like, oh, well, I show up late. I'm not a covert narcissist. We're not talking about you, okay? I can't say this enough, how some people, they take it the wrong way. We're talking about covert narcissists. They do it as a form of control, okay? They want to make you waiting like, aha, here they are. You know, you're always waiting for them to show up somewhere, or waiting for them to call you back, or waiting for them to acknowledge what you say. And the way they react is they're dismissive. They ignore you. They play stupid. See, covert narcissists love to ignore you. Again, what are they doing? They're not showing their hand, all right? This is why it's hard to detect them, because you figure, oh, well, maybe they didn't hear what I said, you know, maybe they're just tired, and they love to make excuses. So in order to detect a covert narcissist, you've got to know the covert narcissist, all right? And people that know the covert narcissist know that a covert narcissist always uses excuses. They make promises, and they don't follow through. Classic way to know that you're dealing with a covert narcissist is that you can't rely on them. See, the average person that talks about covert narcissism and talks about, well, you know, they are perpetual victims, this and that, and blah, 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 and that's all they talk about without getting in depth, these people don't really know what a fucking covert narcissist is. And you could tell the people that really have been around them from the people that are just spitting out stuff that they hear on the internet or read in a book. That's the difference between real life experience and people that just hear about it or read about it, you know, because they won't know the ins and outs of these people. You'll know the ins and outs of these people if you've been around them your whole life, the way I've been around them my whole life. I could spot a covert narcissist in a second, all right? And how do I spot them? By their passive-aggressive, indirect ways, all right? So they're hard to detect because, again, they're not direct with it. They're not direct with it. When they have a problem with you, they're not going to tell you directly they have a problem with you. Very rarely, unless you have their back against the wall. What they're going to do is they're going to pay you back in a passive-aggressive manner. So how do they do that? They may be silent at times when you go out. They may be cold and indifferent. And then they give you an excuse and they say, I'm just tired. But what they do is they ruin your day. They ruin your day. Like when I was dealing with my ex and he was extremely passive-aggressive, one time I asked him, you know, do you know where the hammer is in the garage or something? And he was so angered by the fact that I was bothering him to, you know, look for a hammer or something in the garage, that what he did is he took out everything in the garage, put it all over the den in looking for this hammer, all right, and laid that stuff out all day, all over the floor, everywhere in the den, and pretended to look for this hammer. And what he was doing was he was paying me back in a passive-aggressive manner, as if to say, well, if you're going to ask me for this, I'm gonna leave all this crap all over the floor and make you feel bad for even coming to me and asking me where that hammer is, because he didn't want to be bothered. He didn't want to be inconvenienced. He didn't want to have to go out of his way and look for something because, you know, he just was not in the mood to do it. And he figures, okay, if you're going to ask me to do that, I'm going to leave this shit all over the floor and leave it here all day as an obstruction just to pay you back for asking me to look for something. And you know what that's doing? That's trying to condition me to never ask him for anything again. That is just one of the many covert narcissist tactics that they will do to try to make you feel bad for even coming to them or asking them for something. They'll make you sorry that you even asked them to do anything, all right? So that, my friends, is the covert narcissist. That's the real covert narcissist. And the covert narcissist will, you know, they'll always have a third party on the outside that they're talking to. That's usually their family or a close friends or the flying monkeys that they are smearing you, because covert narcissists, their weaponry is to smear you behind your back and talk about you, all right? But they're hard to detect because they try to be normal around you, like everything's okay, or they'll try to be friendly with you and you're thinking everything's okay, but there is that wall up. You will know that you're dealing with a covert narcissist because you feel the distance. There will always be distance between you and that covert narcissist. You're going to feel like they're there with you, but they're really not with you. Okay. And why is that? Because a covert narcissist never lets you in. They never open up completely to you. They're very much on the surface. All right. Also, the other thing that you have to know with covert narcissists are they're very nosy. They want to know everything going on in your life, who you're talking to, what you're doing, but they're very secretive about what they do. Who they talk to, what they do. They're secretive about what kind of money they have on the side. All right. So, you know, they pretend to be transparent. This is how they fool you. Okay. Because they may give you one little sign of something of being transparent. And you're thinking, oh, you know, they told me one little tidbit of something. But when a covert narcissist tells you something, they only give you one fraction of the story. They don't give you the whole story. And this is what fools you and thinks you think that they're being transparent with you when they're really not being transparent and completely open with you. When you deal with a covert narcissist, they are never completely open with you, all right? So they fool you by pretending to tell you a little bit, a tidbit of something, but the real juice of what they know, they don't tell you, and they love to keep secrets. The reason that they keep secrets is a power thing. They don't want you to know certain things, okay? And that gives them a certain rush in knowing something that you don't know. So the reason that they're hard to detect is because they put on the act. They put on the act to pretend to be in your corner, to be, you know, one of your allies and everything like that, when in fact, they are not an ally, all right? When you think of a covert narcissist, the thing that you should think about is that, you know, they are that saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. That is the covert narcissist. They keep their enemies close and pretend to be, you know, there for them, and, you know, they pretend to be in their corner, but in reality, they can't stand them. And they work against you. And the covert narcissist is secretly competitive. Why are they so competitive? Because they are the most insecure narcissist out there. That's why they have to hide. That's why they have to put on that false persona. See, a covert narcissist cannot show their true authentic self, all right? So, because they're afraid. They're afraid of being vulnerable. They're afraid of being hurt. So the irony is they play the vulnerable, you know, narcissist, and that's why they're called the vulnerable narcissist, is because they play the vulnerable narcissist, but the bottom line is they can't be vulnerable. So what a narcissist does is they portray the exact opposite of who they truly are, all right? So they may pretend to be shy, they may pretend to be, you know, quiet and everything like that, or they pretend to be innocent, all right? See, that's the big thing. This is how they fool you, is because a covert narcissist pretends to be innocent. They pretend to be the victim of everything. They're innocent. And this is what fools people, because they work behind the scenes in trying to hurt you. They also, you know, the way they fool you is because they play the dumb routine. Oh, I really don't remember, okay? Nobody has amnesia quicker than a covert narcissist. And people, you know, that talk about covert narcissists, a lot of them don't even know this. Why? Because they never lived it, all right? Only people that have lived it can spit it out the way I'm spitting it out to you guys today, all right? Because I've been surrounded by them, all right? Oh my gosh. So I'm telling you, they love to play the dumb routine, the dumb card. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, I don't remember. They love all that. They love taking the Fifth Amendment. They love all that, okay? Because, you know, well, that's, you know, that you don't discriminate yourself. But the whole thing is a covert narcissist, you know, the reason that they're so hard to detect, the reason that they're so deadly is because they don't show their hand. And that's what makes them so sneaky and so deadly, because you never know what's really going on behind the mind of that covert narcissist. They say one thing, they say they care about you, they may say they love you and all of that other nonsense, but their actions show you differently, because they may be cold to you, because they may talk about you behind your back. And I had a few incidences with covert narcissistic friends where I thought these people were my friend. They were supposedly close friends of mine. And then I would hear from other people come back and tell me that they were talking about me behind my back and saying things. And that's when the light bulb went off and I said to myself, I'm dealing with a snake. I'm dealing with a snake. I'm dealing with a phony person that's pretending to be my friend, but is talking about me behind my back. And why? Because they were secretly jealous of me, all right? I had one covert narcissistic friend who pretended to be my best friend, pretended to want to talk to my ex-boyfriend because he and I were having problems, and then found out that she was secretly having sexual conversations with him. And I didn't find this out till years later, you guys, years later. See, what's in the darkness always comes out into the light. But I had other people say to me, she's not your friend, you're not your friend and everything. And it just didn't click because she was so nice. She seemed like really cool and fun. And we had great times together that I couldn't fathom that this person was trying to stab me in the back. But when I stepped back from it and I really saw it for what it was, I finally clicked and I said to myself, this person isn't a nice person. And that's the realization that you get with a covert narcissist. The biggest realization that you're going to get with these people is that they aren't who they appear to be. Just because they can be nice at times, just because you can have fun times with these people, doesn't mean they're a nice person. Now, let me say this again so everybody gets it. Just because a covert narcissist you could have fun with and you could have good times with at times, and they may be there one or two times for you and go out of their way for you, doesn't mean that you're dealing with a true, authentic, nice person. Understand that. Because the other eight times that you try to lean on that covert narcissist, they won't be there for you. They may be there for you once or twice, and that's how they fool you. That's another way how covert narcissists fool you, that you can't detect that they're a covert narcissist, is because they go out of their way and they're nice to you at like one or two times. And they may be nice to you because either one, they feel like being nice at the time, or they want something out of you, all right? But they're not consistent with it. That's the difference. They're not somebody that will be consistent with it, that when you're in an emergency and you call them, that they will be there for you. And I actually had that with somebody in my family who was there for me once in a while, but wasn't there when I had crisis, and would say something to me like, well, you could always call 911, okay? This is family, mind you, family, close family, telling me that when I had a crisis, right? With my kid and everything, that I didn't know if I had to go to the hospital. And they're telling me, well, you could always call 911. And right there shows you that this person is not always there for you. Classic covert narcissist, all right? They're not always there for you. Why? Because they don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be inconvenienced. They're not your ride or die. You know, they're not true friends. They're not true family, all right? They're, you know, they only, a covert narcissist only wants to be around usually when they have something to benefit from it, or when they want to put on a show in front of other people pretending that they're a good guy. And this is what a covert narcissist does. They want, like, when you break up with a covert narcissist, what they're going to do is they're going to play the victim, they're going to smear you, and they're going to tell everybody else how they tried in the relationship with you, which is a flat out fucking lie. They're going to tell everybody, you know, I really tried with her, but I think there's something wrong up there. I think she needs therapy. And what they're going to do is they're going to make you out again with the mental card, because they love to use the mental card so that your reputation is ruined and nobody believes what you say. Why do they use the mental card? Because they're afraid you're going to expose them. So what better way to tear you down than to say you're crazy, okay? And who does that? The good old covert narcissist. Love to call you crazy because it's the best way to discredit you to other people, so that whatever you say and exposes them, people won't believe you, because that covert narcissist has, you know, taken one step ahead in manipulating these people before you even got to them. All right. This is how snaky they are. They're worried about what other people think, so they're going to destroy you to other people and make you look bad. They are demons, you guys. These people are demons. They've got the spirit of Cain in them. Believe me when I tell you. Why? Because they're jealous to the core. They're jealous. That's why they do this. And they're extremely, extremely insecure people. So distance yourself when you start to see these kind of things. When they're dismissive, when they ignore you, when they don't validate you. Don't be fooled by fake empathy. Don't be fooled if somebody does something nice for you one time, okay? You got to question that and say, what are their motives in being nice to me? Is it genuine and authentic, or is it because they want something out of me, or they're doing it to look good in front of other people? That's the covert narcissist. But they're only being nice that one time, all right? So that doesn't make them a nice person overall. How will you know you're dealing with a covert narcissist? Because they only pull through once out of 10 times. They're not consistent with it. That's how you're going to know you're dealing with a covert narcissist. They make promises and they don't keep them. That's how you're going to know you're dealing with a covert narcissist. And the biggest detection of a covert narcissist is in their behavior. Their passive aggressive behavior. Their smirk. They don't come out and tell you they're mad at you or they disagree with you, but they give you that smirk, all right? Or they turn their back, or they ignore what you say, or they cut you off in the middle of a sentence, or they stonewall you and don't let you talk, all right? Covert narcissistic behavior right there, all right? What is all this? Passive aggressive. That's how you're going to know you're dealing with a covert narcissist, is because they're passive aggressive. And I lived with somebody like this for over 13 years. I know him 20 years. And at the time, I didn't know what the hell was going on. All right. During my marriage, I just figured, you know, he had a problem communicating and everything. I didn't realize this is all covert narcissistic behavior, passive aggressive. When he gets angry, put on a face at a family party. We get angry, talk about you behind your back. When you get angry, make you feel bad for asking you them to do something for you, all right? They'll make you pay you back by making you feel bad for even asking them to do something. Classic covert narcissistic behavior. So as you see, you guys, it is more than just playing the perpetual victim like these, you know, some of these influencers like to talk about, and because that's all they could talk about, because they never really experienced the core of the covert narcissist. So, you know, understand that. People that know what it is can go into depth with this because we've lived it. But the other people, they just talk on the surface like they read it out of a textbook or they heard one of the experts say it. So they just repeat it and try to claim it as their own. All right. But they can't get into depth like I just did with you in explaining it. Why? Because they never experienced it. All right. So you'll know when you listen to whoever you listen to by how in depth they can get into it, whether they really know what the fuck they're talking about or whether they're just spitting out something that they read on Google. All right. So I hope that helps you guys. Oh my gosh, I went off on my tangent. I'm just trying to spit it out quickly for you because it's spring break. And you know what that means, you guys. Everybody's kids are home, right? So I hope everybody has a great spring break, great Passover. And you guys, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, share the podcast. And I hope I made it clear to you guys in understanding, you know, and about the covert narcissist. And also, you guys, go listen to my older podcasts where I talked about the passive-aggressive covert narcissist. It's one of my most powerful podcasts, all right? I did that podcast, and I remember, boom, the next day I was number 9 in the U.S., you know, in the charts because it was a powerful podcast. It's Passive Aggressive Covert Narcissist, where I really explain about the covert narcissist. And I have a lot of other ones, Sick Minds of the Covert Narcissist and how covert narcissists are silent bullies. So go look at it, you guys. It's all on my YouTube as well. And have a great day. Don't forget, share the podcast. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP123. Okay? And have a great day.